King County has a heroin problem, and last year it hit a peak.
We had a huge increase in heroin-involved deaths last year. They went up 58%. In 2014, in King County, we had 156 people die who had heroin in their system.
Caleb Banta Green is a senior researcher at the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. He's the lead author of a new study on drug use trends here in King County. Banta Green told Ross Reynolds the increase in fatal heroin ODs is linked to the way that we have prescribed opiate painkillers. Doctors used to prescribe opiates more often. Banta Green says those prescriptions have gone down, but
getting rid of opiate pain medicines doesn't do anything about opiate addiction. And if you can't get OxyContin, or you can't get Percocet or whatever, and you're addicted to opiates, there's plenty of heroin out there, and it's much cheaper, and it's widely available.
Caleb Banta Green, do we know who is using heroin? Do we know anything about the demographics?
Well, the big increase we saw in the last few years was young adults. We certainly saw very high rates of them reporting using prescription pain pills to get high. We were as high as 10% just a couple of years ago of high school seniors and sophomores reporting use in that way. So we definitely see a big increase in young adults. But in these deaths, what is interesting is that in 2013, the big increase was young adults. Last year, it was everybody. It was all across the age span. It was all across the county. And to me, that speaks to just more opiate users. And maybe we're having some changes in the purity of heroin as well. But I think we just have a lot of people addicted to opiates out there.
Well, this is a really alarming number to see deaths from heroin overdoses up 58%, 156 people. Do you expect these deaths to continue at this rate?
I expect these deaths to continue at this rate or increase unless we do some things that are quite radical. They're not radical in that they're different than what we're doing. It's that we need to scale them up hugely and quickly. So I'm talking about part of this is around we need to get treatment out there. But I think just as importantly, that's about building the supply of drug treatment. We need more demand for drug treatment. We need people who are addicted and their friends and families to talk about it, to recognize it and seek help. And we need people who do that to understand what opiate addiction is about, that it is a brain disease and that we have treatments for that brain disease. Too often people think this is a moral problem, that a person, if they started by choice, they should be able to stop by choice. People feel like if you behave your way into being an addict, you should be able to behave your way back out of it. It doesn't work that way. People need to understand what opiate addiction actually is. Opiate addiction is a disease of losing your free will. You no longer have the free will to make the choices that would seem logical to other people. Choices like love and friendship and employment. Your primary focus in life literally is not going into withdrawal and feeling sick. This isn't about people trying to get high and have fun anymore. This is about them being addicted and trying not to get sick.
We've got a lot of progressive programs here in King County to deal with this, and we're still seeing this rise. Do we need to reevaluate these programs?
I think we've got some really nice programs. We think about the criminal justice system in particular. We have a very nice law enforcement diversion program we think is doing good work. We have some crisis intervention work that's going on. But I think we really need to scale up and really make for opiate addiction in particular, because of the high mortality with it, we need to make treatment on demand. And we need to rethink what treatment looks like so that it isn't a really difficult process that takes days and weeks to get into. That if a person needs opiate addiction treatment, that they can get in that day. San Francisco has programs like this where people can show up opiate addicted and get the medication they need that same day to get going on a path to recovery and better functioning.
Now, it's one thing for a middle-class person to face heroin addiction. They might have a health plan. They might have family that will help them out. But I'm thinking about indigent people, impoverished people. Mm-hmm. Recovery centers of King County work with those folks. They abruptly closed last month. Mm-hmm. We spoke to Shiloh Murphy at the University District Needle Exchange, and he told us he has no place to refer people who are coming in and seeking help. And instead, they're coming back to him and asking for more needles to keep shooting up heroin. What kind of an impact is the closure of that facility having on this effort?
Well, you know, in the short term, that's not even related to these numbers because that closure happened after this increase. So, but I think what it does speak to is the fact that we have people who are really sick, who have very high needs, many of whom want to get in the treatment and cannot. They cannot afford it. My understanding is there actually is money in Governor Inslee's budget to try to pay for more of one of these medicines for low-income people. The medication is called buprenorphine. So there's a bit of money there to try to expand that access. We also need more doctors willing to prescribe this medicine. The nice thing about buprenorphine as a medicine is instead of having to go to a drug treatment clinic, if your doctor has gotten the necessary training, you can go to your doctor. And they can treat you in the midst of all the other medical practice hopefully they're doing for you, doing good primary care, preventative care. They can also treat your opiate addiction.
That's Caleb Banta-Green, senior researcher at the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. He's lead author of a new study on drug use trends in King County. The study also looks at other kinds of drug use here. You can find a link at KUOW.org.